Being Green, brought to us with the very kind compliments of Pick n Pay, committed to a sustainable future. And a very good morning, top of the morning, as we always say on a Friday. John Richards, hello, John.
Hi. How are you doing there? Yeah. You know, you and I are responsible people. We are responsible people, all of us listening.
Yes. We've been known to be.
And we know that responsibility extends just beyond friends and family and pets to other animals and plants and fill in the dots. Here's a message from someone who has uniquely earned the right to remind us. He was speaking atop a skyscraper overlooking the centre of London.
Now, over half of us live in an urban environment. My home, too, is here in the city of London. Looking down on this great metropolis, the ingenuity with which we continue to reshape the surface of our planet is very striking. But it's also sobering. It reminds me of just how easy it is for us to lose our connection with the natural world. Yet it's on this connection that the future of both humanity and the natural world will depend. It's surely our responsibility to do everything within our power to create a planet that provides a home not just for us, but for all life on Earth.
Yeah. Sir David Attenborough, winding up the final episode of Planet Earth, the second series, which I believe is really fantastic. I haven't seen it yet, but Mark is nodding appreciatively. A supremely poignant moment, as Attenborough has just turned 90, and we hope he won't really be saying goodbye just yet. And the message got through all right, with Twitter and all the social media trending, knocking everything else off the list. Planet Earth was the most popular program broadcast. It knocked everything else right off the listings, off the ratings. Good on you, Sir David. Well, it's never too late, and who knows, here's news that might just be the start of something significant. Have you recently unpacked a big-ticket product and carefully removed the polystyrene slabs? You should keep them, of course, in case you have to take it back to the agents or if you move, etc., but I don't think many people do that. Eventually, they have to go, and polystyrene is so indestructible. The ready-to-assemble furniture giant IKEA, with 338 stores in 40 countries and an outlet, though not yet a store yet, in South Africa, announced they might be using packaging made with mushrooms rather than traditional polystyrene. Mushrooms? The packaging comes from mushroom roots, essentially, and the material boasts a slew of benefits. It's naturally fire-resistant. It can be safely designed and moulded with ease. It comes at a competitive cost with traditional packaging products. The biggest plus is that it's not derived from petroleum or food, keeping its environmental impact low. The US-based company Ecovative developed the product by letting mycelium, the root or underground part of the mushroom, grow around natural waste like mealie husks. The fungus grows around the debris and dries to form a solid shape once it's finished growing. Then it can be molded to any shape for packaging, just like polystyrene, except better for the environment. The material, which is fire-resistant, also doesn't decompose without being exposed to living organisms. Just as an unfinished piece of wood won't ruin indoors, neither will the mushroom packaging. To compost it, simply break it apart and put it in with soil or natural elements. IKEA hasn't used the mycelium material yet, but they are working closely with Ecovative. Dell Computers are already on board in the mycelium loop, and they're a huge company. The Ecovative website is really good. Have a look at it on www.ecovativedesign.com/how-it-works. And if that's all a bit too much for you on this morning, you can see it on our website. We'll post it up there as well. There you are. Merry Christmas to everybody. Next week will be post-Christmas.
Yes, it will indeed. Merry Christmas to everyone. And that was John Richards with Being Green, our focus on the environment, brought to us with the very kind compliments of Pick n Pay, committed to a sustainable future.
Every Pick n Pay store has a recycling center where you can drop off used batteries, plastic containers, ink cartridges, and CFL light bulbs. and as part of our online shopping service, we will collect plastic bags, plastic containers and batteries for recycling directly from the homes or businesses of our online shopping customers. Not only do the recycling bins reduce the amount of waste sent to landfills, but money raised is donated to charity. Pick n Pay is committed to a sustainable future.